KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have a clear sky. It's 5 degrees above zero. We look forward to a partly cloudy, a high of 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst from Red Oak wants your input on the upcoming farm bill, which is in the process of being written. Officials with her office said Ernst didn't receive any questions about the bill during a recent visit to Red Oak. Ernst serves on the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. The Farm Bill, a comprehensive food and agriculture legislation, is typically enacted every 4 or 5 years. Last month, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced the U.S. Department of Ag's Farm Bill and Legislative Principles for 2018. You can download a PDF copy of those legislative principles under a link to a PDF on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Persons with inputs and concern about the bill being drafted are strongly urged to contact Ernst's office, either in Council Bluffs or Washington, D.C., by phone, letter, or fax. Contact information for both those offices is included in our online story for your quick reference. The Creston Police Department says a woman driving too fast for conditions lost control of her SUV Tuesday morning and collided with two trucks in a car dealership parking lot. Authorities say 41-year-old Jamie Lynn Gard of Murray was turning north from Highway 34 onto Sumner Street Tuesday and going too fast for the snowy road conditions. When her 2002 Suzuki XL7 went out of control, Gard overcorrected, causing the vehicle to leave the road and hit two parked trucks in the Stalker Chevrolet parking lot. The accident happened around 7:30 a.m. Damage to the parked vehicles amounted to $5,000 for those vehicles, and Gard's SUV sustained $1,200 damage. No injuries were reported and no citations were issued. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reported yesterday that four arrests had taken place over the past week. Last Saturday morning, 19-year-old Brennan Meyer Weiland of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police for knowingly having in the pockets of his coveralls a small plastic bag containing a substance believed to be meth and a knife with a blade 5 inches or longer. Weiland was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. His preliminary hearing was set for February 15th. Last Friday, 31-year-old James Robert Lyman of Greenfield was arrested by deputies for violation of parole by driving while barred. Lyman was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail while awaiting transport by Department of Corrections to the Newton Correctional Facility. That same day, 43-year-old Sharon Yvonne Baldwin of Cincinnati, Ohio, was arrested for domestic abuse assault with bodily injury in connection with an incident that happened in the cab of a semi-tractor trailer at Exit 97 on Interstate 80 in Adair County. The victim's was Michael Jones, a man she cohabited with. Baldwin was later released on her own recognizance. On January 29th, 42-year-old Scott William Richard Funk of Greenfield was arrested in Polk County on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Funk was released from custody later that same day on a $2,000 cash bond or surety. And on January 28th, 37-year-old Jennifer Marie Willems of Adair was arrested in Adair for driving under suspension. She was issued a citation and released at the scene. Officials at the Harlan Police Department on Tuesday released their latest activity and incident report, and in it they mentioned that on Friday, 25-year-old Michael Christopher Hutt Sims of Harlan was cited following a traffic stop for driving under suspension and operation without registration. And there were no injuries reported Monday after vehicles driven by Dustin Delgado and Andrea Peterson, both of Harlan, collided. The accident happened at 6th and Market Streets as Peterson was northbound on 6th approaching Market. Delgado was westbound on Market and stopped at 6th, but didn't see Peterson's vehicle approaching. He pulled out into the intersection. Both vehicles slid on the new covered snow-covered road until Peterson's vehicle made contact with the driver's side of the Delgado vehicle. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on a probation violation warrant of 28-year-old Andrew Heath of Hancock. Heath was arrested at the Sheriff's Office February 1st at around 10 a.m. and booked into the Pott County Jail. A man already being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail was charged Monday afternoon with violation of parole. 27-year-old Cody Lee McKenzie of Council Bluffs was read a warrant by a deputy and then returned to the custody of jail staff. And a warrant was served Monday on 29-year-old Jeremy Bo Ariel Gill of Council Bluffs while he was serving time at the jail. The warrant was for theft in the second degree. The Atlantic City Council is expected to act this evening on the setting of a date for a public hearing on entering into a general obligation loan agreement with regard to bonds for capital improvement and solid waste management. One resolution calls for a bond not to exceed $2.54 million for a building, vehicle, equipment, street, bridge, and alley projects for the 2018, 19, and 2020 calendar years. The bond is set to bring in $2.69 million, although the principal amount borrowed will be less, according to City Administrator John Lund, because the city will receive a premium from its creditors, which incentivizes an amortization schedule agreeable to them. The premium covers the cost of the bond council and broker fees, but some money will remain to offset the city's borrowing. The second resolution pertains to a solid waste management loan agreement and the borrowing of money not to exceed $90,000. Together, the bonds amount to slightly more than $3 million. The council this evening will also discuss the proposed fiscal year 2019 budget and 10-year capital improvement plan and act on passing a resolution authorizing bids for 2018 street and alley improvements. Speaking of streets, the Atlantic City Council is expected to approve tonight an order closing certain streets on August 5th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in honor of their 125th anniversary celebration. In other business, they locked on an order approving an engineering agreement with Snyder & Associates for the AMU Connector Trail project. The city has agreed to cover the cost of the engineering work necessary to complete that project. And the council will act on an order approving a subscription agreement with 5Q in Atlantic for a new web service called Journity, which is designed to customize the experience of persons visiting the city's website by identifying their location. It will also collect statistical information on the visitors, including their zip code, frequency of visiting the site, and what visitors are looking for on the site. Owner Chad Williams will make a presentation to the council prior to their vote on the agreement. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall. Our news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.